And we have come out of executive session, and we are now meeting for the purposes of discussing Kodi software. And who would like to start? And as you do, please identify yourself for the record.
Hi, I'm Sean Barnwell with the Branson Police Department.
Hi, Sean.
Good morning.
Good morning.
And Happy New Year. I haven't got to see you three since
right.
the New Year. So.
That's right.
I thought I'd start this morning by giving you an update on kind of where our whole project is, because it's been a number of years since we started. We really actively began this project in 2007 and have been seeking grant funding to make our project whole ever since then. In 2009, we were awarded seven grants, and in 2010, we've been awarded two, and then we're still have status pending on two grants. So that's a total of 11 grants, and with the project receiving just over $1.1 million. With that, with the 2009 money, we've equipped five police agencies with 40 mobile computers, as well as software for reporting and mapping and jail and evidence, and computer-aided dispatch. And the reason that I'm here today is to request approval to move forward with the purchases that were approved by the Justice Department for the 2010 COPS Technology Grant and the 2010 JAG Grant, awarded both to Taney County and Branson together. Once all the grants expected for 2010 are received, we'll be adding 33 additional mobile computers, as well as additional interfaces to our records management software, civil process for the sheriff's office, criminal investigation, as well as additional CAD and records management licenses. And one of the other items that we're really looking forward to having is an interface with the prosecutor's office that'll save data entry, because it'll take our citations and it will automatically send that electronically to the prosecutor's office and on up to the courts, which will save the data entry for that. So before you is the Kodi software addendum, which is the largest of the purchases for the 2010 COPS Tech grant. For this, there's no cost to the county for this project year, and the reason for that is we had maintenance amounts which would have been due in July of this year, and once the once Kodi software was made aware of the budget conditions of the county, they actually waived the maintenance agreements for a period of a year with the statement that next year when those would be due again, we'd come back to the table and talk about those as far as the condition of the county. I felt pretty good about that, being that they waived it across the board for every agency and not just for the county. So that's basically, they took a loss at that at $124,000. So anyway, there won't be any... There is no cost to the county until July of next year should that maintenance amount continue. The only other amount that would eventually come due would be the cellular data costs, and those are written into this grant for the period of another year. So, have you got any questions for me?
Yes, that's a short answer. The $1.1 million that you speak to, that also in part is the $400,000 earmarks that came through the Fed?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And then on top of that, just different grant applications that are part of this as well?
That's a total of all 11 grant applications that we've put in for.
Well, are you... Explain to me the earmarks. Those, in fact, have come by way of grant, or
yeah, the way that process works, it's an appropriation sponsored by Blunt that then goes through the Justice Department as a grant. So he sets aside, he appropriates that money, and then we have to write a grant to justify within their parameters what we're going to use that for, and it has to be approved by them. So even though the money is there waiting on us, we have to justify that money, and that's why they call it a grant.
That's through the COPS technology grant.
Right.
The $124,000 a year maintenance fee, it's safe to assume that there's not going to be another earmark, at least not in 2011. Would you agree to that?
That's correct.
Or in 2012, potentially.
Well, the last item I have here for you is to ask you to go forward to request another one from Senator Blunt's office so that we can continue to move forward. We're going to keep looking at every grant possibility we have, but the grant possibilities that I have come across have been very small compared to what Senator Blunt has and can do for us.
And then the $124,000 for each year thereafter, or at least that's what it's set at right now, is that pro rata shared to all political subdivisions that are involved, yes?
Yeah. When we priced the software, we priced it as a whole, as one county, and then it was separated through contracts and through amounts by agency. So it depends on the number of users and licenses each agency has as opposed to their percentage of the total cost. And the maintenance amounts are based off of that.
I'm just at a little of a loss because we were advised we weren't going forward. Has that changed, Jim?
We have went over this. We had a meeting last week, I guess, and discussed it. We stand to possibly have to pay back some of these grants if we don't go ahead and go forward with it. And I've agreed with them to go ahead and go forward with the CAD system and the records management system at this point. The jail management, it is not to where we can use it. We will not be able to go forward with it until they make changes in the programming and they're able to track everything that we need to track in the jail management part of it. Without us going forward with the CAD and the records, then we fall out of the information sharing. We do not have the dispatch capabilities with Forsyth, Rockaway, and then the silent dispatching between Branson and Hollister without doing that.
The jail management system, are they giving any timelines on when they're going to upgrade to make it? I mean, they're obviously aware of our requests and our needs.
They're working on that with us and also with Christian County because Christian County just went through it and went to this system, and they're having the same problems we did with the jail management on it. And so as far as a timeline, no.
Okay.
I don't know that. They are working with us to make sure that the other issues that we have with the records are corrected before we go back to it because we had some reporting issues and things with that was not coming out. And I believe they've already got those corrected for us.
And you're talking about the CAD system and the record system. That's two different systems you've agreed to say. What are we going forward? I'd say it again. What are we going forward with?
Right now, the CAD and the records management.
Okay.
Then this second grant has the civil on it. We've looked at a demonstration on the civil, and it does have everything that we require to have on it.
The civil ties in with the prosecuting attorney's office and all that. Is that correct?
The civil does not. The civil is just basically a management system for the sheriff's office to keep track of records. And
it will tie it into the records management systems and everything so that information is there.
Okay.
If we've got a civil process server going out to serve a paper and he puts this person's name in there, then if there's a warrant for this person, it'll show up to him that there's a warrant. He needs to be cautious with that, and vice versa. If the guys are going out on the call to them and we've got civil process to be served to them, it'll show up to them.
I may be jumping around. What is Branson using? What part of the package are you guys using? CAD and the records management?
CAD, the records management, the jail.
You're using the jail.
and the mobile dispatch.
And, of course, when we go back to it, we'll have the mobile side of it also in the vehicles available.
I'll tell you this. I fully believe that Cody will adjust their jail system to make it work for what we need. They don't have a lot of counties going in the state of Missouri. We were one of the first, and as part of that, we got a discount with their software. Although they did not give me a date, they did tell me that generally the updates or the changes to their software they do only once a year, but with this they realize that their jail software won't necessarily function for what we need it to do here in the state of Missouri. So they're willing to revamp it, and in doing that, it actually affords us a pretty good opportunity to tell them what we need it to do to make it do things that even possibly the sheriff couldn't have done before with or can't do now with his current jail management software. So it just takes time because it's not created, so they're going to have to do that. And they indicated to me that it would be within the first and second quarters of this year, so I don't think we're looking at a long way away to do what the sheriff needs to be done.
And I apologize for being redundant. What you're telling us is, and I had got a copy of that email when it first came, regarding maintenance for the first year, is that there won't be any maintenance charged, period, for the first incremental time period. Is that a full year? Or
The first time that our the first year of maintenance is built into the price of the software. And so our first year of maintenance is not due until July of 2011. So they have now waived that payment, so it will not be due until July of 2012.
And that is it, the figure that I see here?
124,623?
Yes, sir.
Does that remain constant through the life of the agreement, or does
it does. It never adjusts up.
What other costs will the political subdivisions be asked to bear regarding this? Any of the software, hardware,
mobile?
They're required to keep up their equipment. So if they have a laptop die or it needs to be fixed, they're required to provide that. The other thing that they will have to do is provide the connection, which is the cellular data. Right now, that's our only method of connection. And when we very first started this, we wanted to build our own network, so we didn't have those monthly fees. The problem is when we would put in for the appropriation and the amount that we thought we needed, it would get cut. So, for instance, we were told we should not ask for an appropriation over $1 million. So consistently, we decided we'd go for a three-year period at $900,000 each. Each year that we'd asked for that $900,000, it got cut to $400,000. And then last year, the appropriations got cut altogether by the Republicans. So that didn't go forward. So we've been progressing our project with reduced funds than what we expected. I had a conversation with Roy Blunt's representative, and he told me that this next year we needed to put in for the full amount that we need to finish the project. And so that's what I would be asking you, if you want to go forward, to do, to be doing, is to put in for the full amount. With that included, a network that we can communicate on without the monthly maintenance fees. Without the monthly data fees, I'm sorry. Yeah, not the maintenance fees. We would still have to maintain it once we got it. Of course, most of these systems have a warranty built in, but then after that, we would have to maintain it to keep it going.
But as we look at computers and things like that, as you mentioned before, anything that is a malfunction of equipment, we're responsible for cost-wise, right?
You are. These have a built-in three-year warranty. So, you know, we have 3 years built in, and then you can get an extended warranty on top of that should you want to.
My question is it's been mentioned, Mr. Houseman's mentioned it, we look at a financial plan for 3 to 5 years out. And my concern is that after that point, or with new staffing of different offices, training, is that brought into the picture as far as them sending people to train any new employees that might be introduced to the system?
They do what's called train the trainer, which is their people come here and they physically train our people so that we can pass that training along as we add staff.
Is that any cost to the county or to the...
It's included in the cost of the software. In fact, if you look at the sheriff's office contract for this year, it's got training days provided in there.
Right. I've seen that in there. I just want to make sure that the public understands we're on the air, that when we're in discussion about any dollars that amount to this amount, that they understand what we're doing.
Linda gave us a little packet of information here. It says that Caney County has a part of $119,412. Is that right? Mm-hmm. When is that? Is that in our budget? Right? May it supposed to come out of our budget? That's not a grant. You're talking about we're committed to that money.
That is the money. Basically, we took the $200,000 that's built in for the software out of the COPS technology grant. We divided it out by the percentage that Cody told us each agency would be using it. So the sheriff's office portion of that is 53%.
Okay.
And so we took that $200,000 that we allotted in that COPS technology grant, and 53% of that is $106,000.
Okay.
We supplemented that COPS technology grant with a JAG grant that Taney County and Branson received together, and so their portion of that is $13,515, and that's where... we come up with $119,000, and it's actually $750, not $515. It comes out to $515 if you add those two together. But there is when you take $119,515, we're short just a small amount of money for one license. So
that is something we have to pay in 2011.
Correct. That's the money that I'm seeking for you to pay today. That's what we're asking to go forward with on this contract.
That is part of the $400,000, correct?
Yes. Yes. I'm sorry. All of this is grant. All of this is grant money. So
this is not coming out of the county's budget. This is grant. This is grant money.
Okay.
Is there a future $119,000 next year?
Yes.
That's at the end here.
Is that the amount that you're? You're talking about Strophus?
Did we miss the budget item here?
No.
I apologize. I wasn't following your line of questioning. So the amount that I...
You really didn't want to ask the question. It's the problem. You really don't want to answer.
The amount that I'm asking you to spend today is all out of grant money that's been awarded to the county on the county's part. And then the amount left owed for us to finish our project with software for the county is $119,412.55.
Which is next year.
Something we'll have to approach then with whatever grants we come up with or however it be worked out with Cody. Or
okay. So that's where we're sitting right now.
Right.
So, okay. So we have the money for the second year payment, I guess, is on my little sheet.
Right.
But the 2012 left owed, if we don't get a grant, that's what everyone's burden is.
Correct.
The direct conversations that I have had with the Cody representatives is that they will continue to work with us as long as we're seeking grant funding. So if we come upon the time when this third payment is set to be paid, as long as we communicate with them, let them know what we're doing, then they're willing to adjust those dates, work with us. They they feel like they're a partner in this project just like we are, and they want to see it succeed, and so they're willing to work with us on that. We made that clear to them when we very first put out the original request for proposal from them, was we were looking for a vendor that was willing to adjust and work with us to meet the needs of what we needed to do. And they firmly said from the beginning, and they'll still say today, obviously, by them waiving their maintenance fees, that they're willing to do that.
How's Christian County paying for this? I mean, how long has this been in for them? Do you know?
They just started it within the last couple of months. So.
Are they paying for it?
I don't know.
Their portion is being paid out of the Cornerstone Project, which is it's like a law enforcement tax out of Jasper County. I don't know all the details of where they come up with their money. Some of their money is appropriations money as well, but that's how Christian County is paying for theirs.
Mr. Barnwell, as you made your presentation to us on these grants, and then I know you come before us a couple of different times or maybe even more, but I had in my memory bank a $65,000 maintenance figure. Can you help me with where that might have come from?
62 was our share.
Once we're fully, everything's up.
Okay, 62 instead of 65, because I don't have...
Our annual 53% of the overall bill comes out to 62,000 and change is what our maintenance fee on the
software will be. It's $124,000 countywide. That includes all agencies, all five agencies. So your portion is $62,000.
Are you looking that on some documentation, Jim?
Yeah, right there.
Well,
here's the maintenance fees. That's the total amount. This is our share.
Right. Okay.
Yep.
I was over.
Two columns over, probably.
Two columns over. Because I was trying to figure this in as what had been stated, and then the amount that was mentioned as we approved the grants.
So, Jimmy, your recommendation is to go ahead and move forward and pay for it?
At this point, I don't think we have any other choice.
Because of the commitment we've entered into this.
Yeah.
You realize this is part of a bigger process and an agreement that we had regarding the savings of dollars for personnel when the recommendation came to us. But I think we need to move forward on this, Jimmy. And
in the future, we'll just have to see where we get with it.
If the only expense that we're looking at is the maintenance of the software.
And $119,000 if we don't get a grant.
Well, that's just the second year payment. What's the payment going to be the following year?
That's the final payment?
Yeah, this is the last.
Without the purchase of additional equipment, correct?
Correct. Additional software. That's correct. If you added to your fleet, you would need additional light. But this fully covers the sheriff's fleet for everything he needs.
Okay.
At this time, I don't think there's any.
Actually, the last year, if this cost fully covers.
Everything,
because our numbers are going to. If that covers hardware and everything, our numbers are going to decrease as to what we need. We need to redo that.
We can adjust that and look at that, but we will still be operating basically off trial licenses until the next contract.
Okay.
Go ahead, Dan.
As I'm trying to absorb all this, you're telling me that after the third year of $119,000, there will be no more owed by the county, or is this a progressive? Because I mentioned a while ago the 3 to 5 year plan that we have.
That will be all of the software payment. The maintenance payment will continue if we continue with the COLI system.
And connection fees.
Okay, now here's my question. If some other entity within the system here, which we've got five here on here now, reaches a point where they can't participate, then the county's responsible for their part?
No. They are contracted separately from us with Cody. We are responsible for the county position of it, and everybody else is contracted separately. Is that correct?
We do have separate contracts. As far as what you're leading to, I'd have to defer you to Bob Paulson because I really don't know the truthful answer to that. Yeah. And the reason I don't is because when we put this out for proposal, we did it as a countywide initiative, and so it was bid that way, and it was done that way on purpose so that we could, one, get discounts, and
you had to have a primary. Is the basic answer to that. But what I'm worried about is if some other of the five decided that they couldn't afford it, or couldn't financial situations led, could Taney County end up with the total responsibility of the yearly maintenance fee on their part also?
The yearly maintenance fee, no. I do know the answer to that. Okay. As far as the
any part of
final
it,
payments, I don't know the answer to that. Each one is contracted separately, but should one fall out, we would have to probably go back to Cody to see how they view that, unless Mr. Paulson has a different view of it by looking at the contracts.
And that's the one payment of $119,000 next year. I'd have to look at that, but I mean, that's the only thing that's remained to be paid. It's the $119,000, and then we own the system.
But the only thing left at that point would be maintenance and connection fees. So if somebody dropped out at that point, it's not a problem as long as Cody doesn't charge us somebody else's maintenance fees. But as far as the $119,000, I'd have to look at the contract to see if the individual municipalities didn't pay their part, whether the county would be responsible for that. I'd have to look.
I mean, even though they didn't have the service, if we would be responsible for it as primary, that's where I'm at. Do you understand where I'm at on this? Is it that even if they couldn't and dropped out, are we responsible for their fees without the benefit of having the Cody software in their system?
Yes, sir. And I know that you wouldn't be responsible for their maintenance fees. As far as finishing out the amount owed for the final contract, that you could be responsible for, but...
And that's a total of $200,000, our portion of which is $119,000, is that correct?
That's correct, the $208,000.
And I don't know the answer to that question without... Yeah.
And with that, Cody has said that they would continue to work with us as long as we were seeking grant funding. So
yeah, we received the email, and generous offer by them to eliminate the maintenance fee till 2012, I guess, would be.
And for the purposes of today, the $119,000 for next year is not a part of the contract. That's the third-year contract that we would enter into or not enter into on January 1st of next year.
Correct.
So what we're committing to, I suppose, with this contract is the $200,000 to be paid out of the grant, the $200,000 for the hardware to be paid out of the grant, and we're having waived our $62,000 maintenance fees. So what we will have are connection fees for this year, and we'll pay for the hardware and software out of the grant. So the only expenditure we'll have is a connection fee through What's paid for through the grant?
The connection fees are included.
So we
there
won't
is
have
no
any
cost.
Expenditure until 12/31.
This year, it's next year, and going on.
I wonder how difficult it would be to get a commitment from them in writing based upon future expenses that might be deferred because we're continuing to seek a grant.
I don't think that would be an issue. I can request it.
I think that would be great to have in hand, personally.
Okay.
Go ahead, Jim. I'm sorry.
Well, I was going to ask you, I mean, during our budget discussion, Jim, there was some we were having some challenges, or it wasn't working as we were hoping it was going to work. We're committing to another year, mostly because we're contractually bound to do so. But the question is, how can we try to take this next 12 months to help our guys adapt to the product? I mean, I think Branson or Hollister's adapting pretty fast to it. But, I mean, it's different, and I understand it's different. Is there stuff we can be doing, retraining?
We are retraining. Okay. I'm pulling one of my sergeants completely off shift and putting him one-on-one with the ones that are having problems.
Okay.
And trying to get them retrained and brought up to speed before we go on to it, and then even after we're on to it, work with them on that. Sean has agreed that if we have need any assistance with that, I'm not sure what Carol's looking at right now.
But he's right.
Sean wants.
He's a short timer, remember?
Yeah.
The announcement.
Sean's agreed to help us out with that, we'll work through it.
Okay.
And as far as the reporting and everything, like I said, we've been working with Cody since last week, and they've been working with us trying to get the reporting and everything where it works for us. They're working on the jail, and I told them I will not go back to it until they get it to where it's something that's functional for us.
Okay.
So,
if I can add one thing to that, just so you realize, we've only really been active in this program for a month and a half to 2 months. And it's very, very normal, first off, for any police officer to find anything new. But you're talking about technology. You're talking about a whole new way of doing things. Not only are we changing a records management program where they're not sure where to put the data because it's new to them, but we're also putting mobile computers out in the field that they've never dealt with before. And when they have a connection issue, they don't understand that. It just takes time to work through those things so that they understand when they lose connection, what do I look at? What steps do I take to make that connection work? Why is it not accepting my data? There's many aspects to that. So there's going to be a frustration until you can get used to the system and know how to troubleshoot it and how to make it work for you.
Sure.
But in all fairness to the guys out on the street, it is a much more complicated system.
The main thing is the safety of the officers and going on location. I mean, if they go on location, they need to know that, or their fellow officers need to know where they're at and who's responding and all those things that will make the sheriff's department much easier to function. They know if they're entering a residence where there's some felon or previous person of danger or any of those things. I understand all that. I just the maintenance fee has me a little concerned with. Of course, our total concern has been budget for the month of January, and like you said, you haven't had this in to operation. But I guess we're contractually obligated. Jim, did I hear you say that? You said we are contractually obligated to.
Well, I think so. Bob's here too. Bob reviewed things. I think we've had some challenges that we didn't continue forward.
Under the grant, we would have some challenges.
So, I mean, with that, I mean, I'm ready to have a motion, but I don't know, Ron, if you've reviewed all the documents. Is it something we can vote on, say, Thursday? Is that possible, or do you need an answer today?
No, sir. Thursday's fine.
Okay, because I know we were just chatting back and forth and making sure that we kind of understand everything, but we could do it Thursday morning if that's all right with you. 10 or 11 or something like that. But if you're ready to vote, that's fine too. I'm in favor of moving forward.
Let's set it under administrative and departmental functions Thursday, February 17th at 10:30.
Okay. We'll repost for that. So we'll just do that.
Should you have any additional questions between now and then, I'm always available to you.
Okay. We've got all the contracts and everything that we're supposed to sign and vote on, right, Linda?
That's correct. Okay. I'll get you the original on the Cody contract so that we have that in the lineup as well to sign.
Linda, will you do me the added favor of making sure that the girls hear that we're going to repost that for next?
Yes, sir. 10:30 Thursday morning?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
Once we get this up and running, get the CAD and stuff up and running, I'd like for you guys to come down and see what it consists of.
I'd like to see it. So.
I had the opportunity to walk through dispatch when Jimmy and Maggie and I met last week, and they were thrilled to hear that they were going to have CAD running again.
The CAD has always been the big advantage of that system.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. You know, we had an incident here a while back where a deputy had a wreck on midnight shift. And nobody knew it. Nobody knew where he was at. He was knocked out, didn't know where he was at. And we had to find him.
Wow.
And with a system like this, you'd immediately know where he was mm-hmm. at. Mm-hmm. We can also, one feature I like, I can click on any officer on that screen, tell how fast he's running, where he's at.
Mm-hmm. That's good, too.
Yeah.
Jimmy, as I heard your...
They don't like it.
We hooked that up to some others.
Yeah, they don't like it.
As I heard you discuss, and then I heard Sean visit about the jail, and you were opposed to implementation in the jail.
Yes, I will. Until they, and I've told Cody that also, until they get these adjustments made, I will not go back to it because it will not sufficiently track the people whenever the court dates, the and different things as we need it to.
Okay.
So they have committed to getting that up as quick as they can for us.
Okay, here's my question. I'm not pointing fingers, it's just because I don't know. How's it operating here and not operating there?
Their jail population, what, runs 3 to 5 people? Ours runs 120.
There's a total different operation involved. Yeah. I mean,
can we send them half of ours?
but you understand. I mean, it all has to be if you're.
Well, it's different tracking court dates for a municipality, where you've got one court that you're going to, mm-hmm.
then and you've got three.
And if they have prisoners that are arrested on different charges, state charges, different courts and everything, we get them. And we have to keep track of, you know, if they've got 3 or 4 different warrants in different counties, we have to keep track of all that. We have to keep track of, are they in associate court? Are they got a court date in circuit court? There's just a whole different realm of things that we have to keep track of and what the municipalities have to.
Now, basically, my questions lead to their ability to train and their as he said, they come down and train a lead person mm-hmm. to do those things. If you drop out of that, is that person that we're missing out on and we're paying for anyway, are they missing out on that? I have some concern about that. If they have a maintenance program that has the cost of training in it, then...
The maintenance program does not have the cost of training in it. The cost of training is in the purchase of the software. And they train our trainers. I've got 2 people, or actually 3 people in our office that has been trained to train the new people. They come down and do specific training with those people and train them to be the trainer for the new people and for the rest of the department.
Okay,
Sean, you've been the point person, I know, for the drafting, at least, of the last $400,000, I hate using the word earmark, but that's what they are, through Congress. And I'm assuming you're doing that currently. You had mentioned Senator Bond.
That's the second reason I'm here to see you, is to ask you to go forward with an additional appropriations request for, I guess it would be for 2012.
And did I understand you earlier that we're not going to ask for the smaller amount, but the entire project or a bulk up part of it, bigger part of it?
Totally up to you, sir, but that's what I would. That's what I've been advised to do. That's what I would like to do.
Are you intending to be the point person again at drafting the paperwork that's necessary?
I don't think that would be a problem.
Well, I'm asking. Somebody has to do that,
absolutely,
right? And you've done that.
Absolutely.
Well, my suggestion was going to be that if, in fact, we can take part in that or find someone that can help assist you or work with you, I would be amenable to that 100% through Brant's people that we've worked with before or someone else. If you have someone else of your choosing that perhaps could work with you, I think it's important enough for us to be involved from that perspective and then to personally pursue those that are going to be involved in D.C.
I know that my agency would be very gratified for that because it would free up more of my time to get back to criminal work. So I know that they wouldn't refuse that whatsoever.
My suggestion, Linda, would either be Barboli or Debbie or anyone else that we utilize. Maybe you could chat to see who might be interested or talk with Sean about those individuals. And
yes, sir. Okay.
Is that all right, Sean?
That'd be great. Thank you very much.
And then we will do that through, gentlemen, my suggestion would be the economic development budget, where we have expended grants dollars in the past. Excellent.
With the request for the next appropriation, is that a commitment that you all are willing to make today, or do you need to consider that until Thursday? The reason that was actually the urgency for this meeting, because there becomes a deadline to where they won't accept those applications at the senator's office.
Was now for those next appropriations. Am I wrong, Sean?
I don't have a date. I generally wait until you all advise me to contact.
Gentlemen, my recommendation is we move forward with his request ASAP. Do you feel that takes a vote?
Has it taken a vote passed or just directed?
We have. I don't know that it really takes it. I just need the authority.
Yeah. I would entertain a motion that we move forward with the next step in the process of acquiring funds for, maybe Sean could better state this for me.
How do you want to state your motion?
To seek an appropriations request from Senator Blunt's office.
Right. So moved. It's easier.
Second.
With that, I'll contact Senator Blunt's office and obtain the necessary paperwork and get it filled out and then bring it to you for signatures.
Motion has been made and seconded to seek an appropriation request from Senator Blunt's office for the purposes of?
Additional funding for the White River Emergency Communications Project.
Additional funding for White River Communications Emergency Project. I didn't say that right, did I?
Very close. White River Emergency Communications Project.
White River Emergency Communications Project. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. All opposed, nay. Motion carried unanimously. And we will bring this up for vote Thursday morning at 10:30.
Is that something that you need me here for?
No, sir.
Very good.
There are other gentlemen in the room that were here for this meeting. Do any of you have any comments about?
Carol McCullough, Chief Police for Branson, City of Branson. We appreciate the commission going forward with this. It is a worthwhile project for not only Branson, but for Taney County as a whole and for law enforcement, and we appreciate your guidance, your assistance, and going forward with this.
Thank you, sir.
Preston Schmidt, Chief of Police Hollister. I'm here, Chief McCullough's thanks to you for going forward with this. The city, I want to assure you that I've spoken with my city administrator, Rick Zingfus, and we are 100% committed with going on with this. So thank you very much.
Well, quite frankly, I think this is one of the better projects out of all the projects, at least, that the Office of Economic Development was involved in when we assisted to some degree, Sean and the rest of you, in pushing for that second $400,000. I think it's a tremendous project. Jim?
I also would like to thank you all for your cooperation with this and the support of it. And I think I can speak on behalf of Rockaway and Forsyth also that they appreciate your support with this project also.
Anyone else? Steve?
We knew we'd get them all this week, didn't we? Way to go, Ron.
Well, I'd just like to say, you know, we've talked about this, but the future of this project in its entirety is going to change the way the emergency services functions in Taney County altogether, not just for the police and the sheriff's departments, but also for our fire, EMS, and I think it's just a wonderful project, and I do appreciate what you all have done and your input and the efforts that everyone's had in this.
And I want to applaud all you for collaborating to get us to this point. Thank you very much. It's you all that's done the work. Yeah. I wonder if we could take a few-minute recess.
Yep.
Let's do that.